Hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thanks again for tuning in. Definitely appreciate you. Today, we're going to talk about a few things. One, we're going to give you an update on the Million Dollar Challenge. Hashtag MDIN365. Make sure you follow that on Instagram. And we're going to talk about turning your hobby or passion into an income stream. The only thing I can say is, why not? Let's dive into it a little bit. But before we do, I will say, make sure you do follow me on Instagram at PBakerNYC. I like to update and give a lot of information on a daily. And we're going to start moving into some different realms. So we'll talk about that at the end of this show. But until then, let's tune in. All right, welcome back. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about turning your passion and your hobby into an income stream. And it brought me back to when I was younger. You know, when I was younger, I will say my mother gave me great influence as far as me wanting to be an entrepreneur when I was a young child. Because when I was about 8 or 9 years old, there was a magazine called Olympics. I believe that's the name of it. But the idea of the magazine was, you know, you wanted to get toys. Right, so they were a seasonal magazine, so every season you would sell candy, some kind of candy, and you get points. You could either get a commission of $2, it wasn't much, you get a $2 commission for selling this candy, and or you would build up the points so you can get the toys, right? So that's what I would do. I would sometimes I would like a toy, and I would, it gave me a goal of what I wanted to sell. So I knew how much I had to sell to earn those points. And I would go around the building I was living in and I would sell it, you know, sell on every occasion. So you had the Christmas holidays, you had fall, you had spring. So it was just a good experience as a young child to have a goal set for the toy I wanted. And then two, I was actually going after what I wanted to get. So it actually molded me into the person I am today in many ways. And sometimes I would actually take the cash and go buy the video game, you know. So that's my story on that. But the idea really is like turn your passion and your hobby into an income stream. You can do it. And it doesn't have to be a full-time gig. It can be something that you're doing part-time, just getting a couple extra dollars, you know. We're always searching for a little more where we can get extra income, and sometimes we're not ready to invest in real estate, or we're not ready to invest heavy in the stock market or start a brand new business. Maybe, you know, we're positioning ourselves for that, or we're trying to put some savings to that. You know, I don't know what the reason could be for holding you back, but whatever it is, you can still generate income streams outside of your normal 9-to-5, right? Or even if you have a business, you can generate multiple income streams. You don't have to just rely on one income stream. And that's the key nowadays. People are always looking for other ways. So I was talking recently with a friend, and you know, I was realizing one of my friends, he has about 20,000 followers on social media. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, you're on social media all the time. I don't even know he works. I don't know when he has time to post, but he posts a lot. But the idea of what I was saying is I'm looking at him and I'm saying, man, why don't you monetize this? Because there are definitely brands that'll look into the people that you're engaging, the age, the demographic of who you're engaging, and they'll pay you to influence that group to, you know, for their products or their brand. You know, so you're kind of cross-branding there. So the idea is now he knows what got him to 20K. He probably can reproduce it and keep going and keep building over time. But there's 20,000 people that you have right there that somebody would like to have an ear to promote their brand of business. And it doesn't have to be a major corporation. You know, believe it or not, there's so many small businesses out there that are reaching out to, they may not be able to, can afford to reach out to someone like a Kim Kardashian, who's a major influencer, who has millions of followers, who's asking for $1 million per post, or $1 million per post, right? But there are people that'll take $50, you know, $50. And if you promote a couple, imagine if you're doing like 10 to 15 to 20 different people, $50 is 20 people. That's an extra $1,000 in your pocket for the month. And all you're doing is making a post based on the brand. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to just dive into any brand. You could technically pick and choose, you know, who you want, and you just put a little information, reach out to me. I don't mind promoting these brands. If you're into fashion, you might promote fashion brands. If you're into hairstyle and makeup, you might promote that. So that's just an idea from that context of just someone who's always on the social media. But there's so many ways to monetize the things that you, you know, you're passionate about or your hobby. You know, there's some people like my father who has a love for writing. He has a passion for writing. He's very interested in writing. So on the side, he always would like to edit papers and speeches for different people. So people paid him a couple dollars here and there. So he was able to monetize his hobby, something that he liked to do anyway. He was able to monetize it because, believe it or not, just because you know it doesn't mean someone else doesn't know it. You know, me myself, I'm great with words. I love to talk. You know, I love to listen. I love to hear the story. But when it comes to writing, I can tell you my grammar is horrible. So I'm always reaching out to people to give it a little edit or help me create a post or create an idea and come up with my ideas for the actual blog. So you got to look at it that way. Whatever your passion, your hobby is, just look at ways. You can even Google. I guarantee you, if you think about what is your favorite thing to do, you might say, man, I love making cakes. You'd be surprised how many people are doing it on the side, you know, and you could create cakes on the days that you're off and have it prepared for a wedding or a birthday. It doesn't have to be anything major. It could be something small as a birthday party. It could be something small as a get together. And you're creating these cakes and you know how much it costs to make and you put in your time and what the value you value your time at, and you make a couple of extra dollars. You know, you're undercutting the market, so you're probably doing pretty good with that. So my idea is turn your hobby or your passion, whatever it is, and create an income stream with it. And you don't know where it's gonna take you, because you might end up going viral. You might end up turning it into a business. You might see the value in what you're doing. People might see the value after a few referrals. Next thing you know, you're the talk of the town. So if you're looking for extra stream of income, you remember, you don't have to do anything major to create an extra stream of income. It doesn't take a lot of work just to create this stream of income. It's really just about understanding what you're doing and knowing that there is a value that someone else will see in it. All right, so think about whatever your hobby is. If you like basketball and you want to coach, you can coach on the side. That's a hobby. That's extra income right there. So there's so many ways to monetize the things that we do, and if we really look at it and even Google it, you know, just look up what you do. You know, I can't speak for every passion. I'm trying to touch on different ideas and different hobbies people could have, but I can't touch on them all. But if you really Google it and look it up and see how people are monetizing it, I guarantee you'll say, man, I could probably make a couple of extra dollars. So now if you're doing, let's say you were able to make $1,000 a month, that's extra $12,000 of income right there. Extra $12,000. Could you do something with the extra $12,000? I know I could. You know, it's, we can always grow and we can always be better. So that's the goal. So think about it, put some ideas to it, do a little research, and hopefully I help you or motivated you to go and push yourself to make that extra dollar. And till next time, I appreciate you. And oh, you know what? After this, we're going to get into the Million Dollar Challenge, the update. So stay tuned. We're going to come back. Be right back. If you haven't heard about the Million Dollar Challenge, I suggest you look at the previous episode. take a listen to it. What we want to do for the Million Dollar Challenge. So a lot of people keep asking me, how do I join in? How do I get involved with the Million Dollar Challenge? So speaking specifically in a short version of what we talked about in the last episode, the $1 million challenge is us pushing ourselves to reach our higher selves the best we can be. So our goal is to make $1 million in 365 days. That's the generic goal. But whatever your goal is, you have to set it, you know, and I would say no less than $1 million. If you're already making $1 million, make it five. If you're making five, make it 10. But I would say don't believe that it can't be done. Just go in with the faith that you can do it, that you deserve it, that you your time and your what you know is valuable to the marketplace, to whatever you're doing. So if you have to create the side hustle to add additional income, you'll find different things to do. But motivate yourself to push it, position yourself in a way where you can actually achieve this goal. Now, how it's going to work is we're following the hashtag MDIN365, hashtag MDIN365, right? We're following the hashtag, and I want you guys to post. I know it starts June 3rd, but you can post anytime. But it's going to officially start June 3rd this year. And you, what you're going to post is, you know, your goal. What is your goal? This is my goal. This is my $1 million challenge goal. Hashtag MDIN365. So we can see it. We can follow it. We can share your goals. And then as we progress, you're going to tell us how you're getting there. You know, what steps are you taking? What have you learned along the way? Keep yourself accountable. Keep yourself engaged into it, because 365 is not a sprint. It's a marathon. But we have to create these steps to get there. You know, we gotta put the little game plan in there. We gotta motivate ourselves to reach for higher, get out of our comfort zone a little bit, because sometimes we get stuck. We get comfortable where we are, and the worst thing you can do is get stuck. Trust me, I've done it on many occasions. You know, close the big deal, major deal, and then you sit down for 2 or 3 months and you just gobble up what you've earned because you're not putting in the same effort it took for you to get there. So my idea is MDIN365, $1 million challenge. Let's motivate ourselves to show that we are capable of reaching our higher selves and our better selves. And whether you're in business or you're working and you're looking to do something to create a passive income, this is your opportunity now to push yourself, to hold yourself accountable. And then you're going to share it with a friend. Share it with a friend. Share it with the MDIN365 community on the hashtag and Instagram. And then let's go from there. We'll take it step by step. And during the course of getting towards the 3rd, which is not that far away, it's not this Monday, but it's following. And we're going to just keep updates on how do we keep going on this challenge. And I'm just going to be engaged with you, the audience, because I feel like we're building this together. You know, we're all in this together. We're trying to achieve some level of success. And if you build it through community, you'll have such a better time, and it'll be easier to stay motivated. So let's stay motivated. Let's stay focused. Let's dream the dream. Let's envision the vision. You know, when you were a 5-year-old kid and they asked you who you wanted to be and you said Batman, you didn't say that was unrealistic. You didn't say being Superman was unrealistic. I want to be the president of the United States at 5 years old. That's not unrealistic, you know. That was you just dreaming, and that's what I'm telling you to do right now. Dream. Go for it. Dream. And now that you're older, you can create an actual plan on how to get there. So we're going to do that. We're going to do it step by step. And as we get closer to today, closer to June 3rd, we're going to engage more. All right? So let's engage. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure you follow me on at PBakerNYC. We got some things coming up. We're about to make some major changes to the website. So if it does go down during this podcast, don't worry about it. We're making some major changes because we're adapting it to make it simplify it for you to connect with the podcast, connect with the website, and know what's going on, when it's going on, and how you can stay engaged. So thank you again for tuning in. Don't forget to share the episode with a friend, and look forward to seeing you in the $1 million challenge. Have a good one.